At General Mills, our table is your table, and we believe racial equity, diversity, and inclusion are key ingredients for our success. Learn more about our work to inspire change at generalmills.com/racial equity.
Get fast, reliable internet for any budget. Now qualifying customers can get Xfinity internet free through the Affordable Connectivity Program. That's right, free high-speed internet from Xfinity. And internet essentials customers can get equipment included at no extra cost. Get started today.
You want a healthier lifestyle, but how do you get started? Then stick with it. By listening to the Fitness Revolution podcast with Shay Sandifer, of course. Your journey to greater well-being starts now.
Hello, how is everyone? It's your favorite coach here, Coach Shay with Fitness Revolution. So last time I talked to y'all, I was doing the burpees challenge, right? Guess what? I'm still in it. I have 11 days left, y'all. So I have been, it works though. Guess what? I have lost 3 inches off my waist, 1 inch off of each arm, and 2 inches off of each thigh. Now, granted, I cut all alcohol out. I cut down to just only water. So I'm drinking 1/2 gallon to 1 gallon of water a day, eating my 4 to 5 small meals, and I'm lifting weights. So I'm doing the strength and conditioning, strength training workouts. But the burpees are amazing, right? So what it's doing, it's leaning out everything. So it's keeping that muscle mass, but getting rid of the fat. And I see it. If you guys see, doesn't my profile, my face look great? I've lost some. So I'm very happy. So if you've been doing this with me for the last 20 plus days, keep going, keep going, keep pushing, spread those burpees out. We got to be lean, y'all, as we go into fall. It's going to be amazing when you see your after pictures. Do not worry about the weight. I always say, don't weigh yourself. Really see how your clothes fit, see how your energy is, and keep that going. And why I want to start with that, because let's talk about what is happening, right? These kids are getting ready to go back to school. Thank you, Jesus, right? I am so excited, right? Love my children, but it's time for everyone to go back. And with that being said, at the Lakeview Terrace Farmers Market, which you guys know I own a farmers market, there was a backpack giveaway 2 weekends ago. And we had 500 backpacks and we gave out over 300 backpacks of school supplies. So a couple things I want to talk about with that is, A, if anyone's looking for backpacks, I still have a ton left. So please reach out to me and we can get you or your organization a backpack for free. So with that being said, I'm quite sure y'all had a little fun this summer, parents. And so let's talk about fitness and getting back in shape as the school year is back. The kids are back in school for the first time for a full school year, knock on wood, right? But this is back to school, right? This is a real back to school. We've kind of eliminated the online. We're having kids back at bus stops, all of that. So the first thing that you can do is walk your child to the bus stop. Right? Let's get it moving right in the morning. That great fall weather to walk is amazing. And if you can time it out where you don't have to rush to work, then make that your walk, right? Walk them to the bus stop, stand there with them, drop them off, and then hit a mile or two right afterwards, and then go about your day. That is going to be amazing to get you started with your back to school routine. Or switch it up. In the evenings, when the kids get home, instead of letting the kids sit there and play on the video games, let's go for a walk, right? Because they've been overall sitting in the classroom anywhere from 6 to 8 hours. So that can be a great family event for everyone to get up either right after school or right after dinner to take a quick walk for a mile or two. Like I said, we want to keep moving and those things. So as fall comes into play, I love fall. So I love work. Fall's my favorite season, and I love working out in the fall, right? Because you got that like 65 to 80. It cools down. It's great weather. You can breathe. It's not too hot and everything. So stairs are your friends as you're coming back. So A, use the stairs in your house if you don't feel like going outside. Otherwise, find a park that has stairs, okay? There's all types of lakes around here. A lot of them have stairs. So get out and get moving. Take a break maybe from your desk. If you're still working at home, leave for 20 minutes. Go take a walk and then hit some stairs. You want to talk about the adrenaline rush and all that moving? That's going to get you going. Another thing, take a class. The classes are back. My classes are back, so come find me. I got free classes coming up in September. So find a class, right? Get a friend, say, well, this is what we're doing this fall. We're going to be moving before the holidays. Let's get moving with these kids back in school. Another thing, volunteer. Volunteer at school to get your minutes and miles in, right? As they always say, everyone's got their watches on now, so it's tracking everything. Go to school, volunteer a couple of days a week at your kid's school. That will be great exercise. There's always something they need, especially with the shortage with teachers right now. They need you in the classroom. So if you have some free time, volunteer, get moving with the kids, be involved in those activities. Those are all great things that you can be doing. And as always, as soon as we finish this burpees challenge at the end of August, I'll be having another challenge, right? Because as you guys know, I'm doing the countdown to my 45th birthday happening in October. So I've been talking about this now, right? So I think we're down to like 40 days, right? So as I'm moving in my journey with my fitness, I want to encourage you guys to do the same and keep moving and being, you know, energetic and keep us moving, get that heart rate up and all those things. So all of these things are important with your movement as we're going back to school. If you're at a desk and you had to go back to the office, I've been hearing this a lot, right? A lot of people have to go back to the office now. It's been 2 years. The employer is saying that, you know, take your breaks and walk around, right? I know a lot of people, they can walk inside their office and get your miles there. You can do squats at your desk. Do some squats there. And something that was great, create a challenge inside of your office, right? So if you've got a full group back that's like, okay, we're going to do this. We're going to, you know, do the 2,000 burpees, or we're going to climb so many stairs this month. Do a challenge within your office, right? So keep moving, you guys. I know fall and winter is coming. I know we're really back to our full routine that we have not been into because we've been able to be home, but everyone's going back to work. Everyone's going back to school. So you have to keep moving. We've been sitting for how many years now? Two and a half. So it's done. It's time to move. Okay. So I'm going to check in next week, right? Because it'll be the last of our burpees. So bear with me. Make sure you're following me, right? Because I'm videotaping this and I'm getting it all record it so I can look back and see the difference, right? So right now I'm doing like 100 plus burpees a day, y'all. It's a lot. It's a lot. Bear with me. So I can get to that 2,000 number. That's my golden number by the 31st of August. So I'm going to check in with you guys, see what you got going on heading back into school, seeing if you got your backpacks, and see how you're preparing yourself to be your fit self this fall. So tune in to Fitness Revolution with Shay. I will see y'all next week. Thank you.
Check back next week for more on living your healthier lifestyle and share previous episodes of Shay's podcast with your friends. Log on to ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com.
At Hy-Vee, we take pride of being part of the communities we serve. In 2021, we donated more than 14 million meals, and this year, we're committed to doing even more. For over 90 years, we've been the place that people turn in time of need, and we take that very seriously. That's why we're loading our semis full of food this week and making deliveries across the Midwest to help families this Easter. To join our effort, simply donate when you're at the checkout. Together, we can make a big difference for those in need.
Y'all know how important helping the community is to me, and let's be honest, our communities need us right now, all of us. People are always asking me, Shaletta, how can I make a difference? Well, I have the answer. XL Energy is putting on its annual Day of Service, and you can take part. It's happening Thursday, September 8th through Sunday, September 11th. There will be nearly 80 nonprofit projects where you can volunteer to pack meals for folks in need, put together school supply kits, and more. Join thousands of your neighbors along with XL Energy employees. You can even get your kids involved. It's a meaningful opportunity for your entire family to make a difference. To learn more about XL Energy's Day of Service project, go to their website at www.xlenergy.com/DOSinfo. Do your part to give back to the places where we all live and work.
Did you know that United Healthcare helps connect you to doctors and therapists with 24/7 access to virtual care?
So I could have therapy from my couch?
Yep.
Or a doctor appointment for my car?
If you wanted to.
Wait, you're right. I don't even like when people see me sing in the car. Couch appointment it is.
Virtual visits are just one of the ways UnitedHealthcare helps connect you to better health. Learn more at uhc.com. Plan benefits may vary.
You started your business with big dreams and big ideas. But achieving your goals is a matter of doing the little things right. At Bremer Bank, we're ready to help you navigate all the details, questions, and challenges you encounter on your way to growth and success. Because right now, relationships matter more than ever. And understanding is everything. Find out more at bremer.com.
It's never too late to set the stage for well-being. Here's your well-being tip of the day from YMCA of the North. Put mindfulness in your tool belt. Mindfulness is a method of paying attention and bringing awareness to whatever is happening at the moment. Be open to the idea of being present and honest with yourself. Observe what's happening rather than trying to control what's happening. We reduce our stress, anxiety, and negative emotions when observing rather than get overly flustered in our reactions. For more well-being tips, meditation, and yoga classes, visit us at ymcanorth.org/well-being.